As far as the ground is for what people came up there to see, everything is gone. And of course, then they had, a few years ago, they had the general store there. Of course, they had that before, but it wasn't there when we came. They had already closed that. Emma Leach still had the post office up there when we came. And let's see. And then a few years ago, they had the Jim Ryder had a shop there that he did belt buckles and carved ivory and things like that. They had the general store and the ice cream parlor. Oh, let's see, what else did they have there?
Can you describe Emma Leach?
I really didn't know her that well. I had only seen her a few times because by the time we came, she was getting older. She was sick, and she stayed pretty much in her house there behind the hotel. But she was a really, really nice lady. And some of the things, she was a nurse apparently in her early years. We have a few things at the museum that was donated that were hers. You look through it for science.
Microscope?
Her microscope and some of her her nurse's books that she had for first aid and stuff like that. And but she was a real a gentle, she was a big lady, but she was a gentle person. And of course then she got sick and pretty much set herself up in her house up there, so I really didn't get to know her that well. But what I did know of her was she was a really nice lady, and she they did a lot up there at the Springs. That's as far as the hotel and everything went. They had a beautiful hotel and stuff there.
Okay, just a minute. Okay, well, we've run out of tape here, so thank you very much, and I'm glad you could visit this long.
Yeah.